President Bush and Senator Kerry differ on whether the war in Iraq so far has been managed well, but their differences over what to do next haven't seemed very drastic. Senator Kerry now says that he would withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq within one term of office.
We ought to be able to get our troops out of there within 4 years, and we ought to be able to get them home, and that ought to be a stable place, and we ought to be able to get them to survive. It's time for the Iraqis to stand up also, and the rest of the community over there to stand up and say if they want the freedom, they better start to embrace it, and they better start to do their part to make it happen. And we need a president who can make that happen.
Senator John Kerry speaking earlier this week in North Carolina. We're going to hear now first from a Kerry supporter, then from a Bush supporter, both on the subject of an exit strategy from Iraq. And first, the Democrat, Wesley Clark, who's a retired U.S. Army general, Supreme Allied Commander, Europe. He sought the Democratic presidential nomination earlier this year. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
General Clark, is it prudent and realistic to say 4 years, we ought to be out of Iraq?
I think it's a great goal to have, and I think it's the kind of goal that the American people will understand and be focused on. We don't want an indefinite occupation of Iraq.
You're saying goal. I assume you're saying goal as opposed to, say, deadline.
John Kerry's been very clear. He's not going to give deadlines. He's laying out what his intent is. His intent is for the United States not to be an occupying power in the Middle East, but to both promote democracy and promote dialogue that will serve the interests of all the governments and people in the Middle East.
I mean, opponents of too explicit an exit strategy will say you give your enemy the perfect timetable by which to embarrass you or to surprise you. Is there a danger here?
Well, I think the real danger is the danger that the Bush administration is creating a cauldron of conflict in the Middle East. It is not only operating in Iraq, but it has basically refused dialogue with the government of Syria. It's not engaged with the government of Iran. And I don't think it's possible to construct an effective policy in the region without talking to the governments in the region. When we were doing the policies in the Balkans, we had a contact group, and we didn't agree with everybody that was in that contact group. I mean, Russia at the time was basically aligned with the Serbs, and yet we brought the Russians into the contact group because we believed that we could establish common interests in them if we would talk. And this is the failure of the Bush administration to engage in diplomacy.
But in the Balkans, the example you cite from your days as being the chief officer of NATO, U.S. forces went into Bosnia, and I believe late 1995. There are still U.S. forces there. It's 9 years later. I mean, would you have appreciated a candidate?
Well, actually, the U.S.
saying,
forces are essentially pulling out at this point, and that's why John Kerry has been right in describing the goal. I think it's very important to make clear, not only to the American people, but to our allies abroad, that we don't have long-term occupation plans. We're not looking for bases in Iraq for the next 25 years.
That's the point that I want to ask you about. When Senator Kerry says that, he means there may be U.S. forces based perhaps in Qatar or Kuwait or somewhere else, but no designs on bases in Iraq?
I think what he's saying is that it's our intent to stand up an Iraqi government that can control its own borders, that can provide freedom and opportunities for its own people, that doesn't aspire to create weapons of mass destruction and doesn't aid terrorists. And it's a question of getting there. And part of getting there is enunciating the goal. And that's what Senator Kerry's doing.
If, in fact, as we read in the papers and hear from our own reporters, the government in Baghdad nowadays really doesn't control much of Iraq. There are many places which are under the control of various insurgents, not necessarily all united together, but not supporting Prime Minister Alawi's government. Inevitably, will the United States, under President Bush or under President Kerry, should it be elected, go back into those cities and fight against those insurgencies to reassert control over Iraq before it can get out?
I think what we cannot do as the United States is we cannot leave a government in name that doesn't actually have control and then say that we've left Iraq a better place.
General Wesley Clark, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
While Senator Kerry says that U.S. forces should come home from Iraq within 4 years, President Bush first tends to speak both of U.S. forces in Iraq and those in Afghanistan, and he avoids stating any such goal.
We want Iraqis and Afghan citizens doing the hard work of defending freedom. We'll help them to their elections. We'll get them on the path of stability and democracy as quickly as possible, and then our troops will return home with the honor they have earned.
Was the president speaking on Tuesday in Columbia, Missouri. Dan Senor is a Bush supporter. He was senior advisor to Paul Bremer in Baghdad and spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
Dan Senor, Senator Kerry says U.S. troops should come home within 4 years. The president says as soon as possible. 4 years, a good number that we should be talking about?
Well, first of all, the goal, as the president has said, is to have Afghanis and Iraqis in a position to defend their own democracies. They're on a path towards doing that. In Iraq, we now have Iraqi political leadership backed up by American and coalition military might, which has been key to resolving some of the crises recently, particularly in the south. Still work to be done in terms of Iraqi security forces being built out. I think any talk, however, about a specific timeline is dangerous. It sends a dangerous signal to our enemies. If you look at the history of terrorism over the last couple of decades, the terrorists have tended to be more forward-leaning and feel more emboldened when we signal an unwillingness to stick it out and fight. And so the moment you start putting timelines on, the terrorists know they just have to wait 1 or 2 days longer than the actual deadline to strike. And that certainly isn't positive.
Even stating a goal is dangerous in that regard?
I would have to hear how Senator Kerry intends to achieve that goal and the specifics. But when you start telling the terrorists, we will leave on date X, they know they only have to wait a little longer than date X to wait us out and strike again.
General Wes Clark says that insofar as Senator Kerry is concerned, he doesn't want to see any permanent bases in Iraq. The U.S. is not there to stay. It has a mission. It's to stand up a government that's taking the country some way toward democracy and then get out. Is that the same thing that's true for President Bush?
Sure. I haven't heard any discussions about permanent bases. What we have talked about is a recognition that there is a significant terror threat in Iraq today, as there is in Afghanistan. Terrorists who are targeting these new allies we have in the war on terrorism, President Karzai's government, Prime Minister Alawi's government in Iraq. There's a recognition that these new governments, which we didn't have before, are standing side by side with us in the war on terrorism. They're going to be targeted by members of the Al-Qaeda network and others. And we have a responsibility, it's in America's national security interest, to stand with these allies and continue to help defend against the terror threat.
What do you say to voters when they ask you, as a supporter of President Bush, when do the troops come home? I mean, when is the mission accomplished? How open-ended is our commitment to the security of Iraq?
Oh, look, like I said, it's hard to have a speculative discussion. I think at a broad level, President Bush has set out as a strategic goal. We have to ensure that these new democracies we are establishing in the heart of that region can stand on their own and can defend against the very real terrorist threat that exists in those countries. And it's critical that we stick this out and finish the job.
In the way that we've stuck it out and finished the job in South Korea, so that we're there for 50 years, or the way that we stuck it out in Germany, so that we're there for 55 years? I mean,
I think it's premature at this point to start speculating about timelines. I'm just telling you that in order to make progress, we have to have a military strategy and a political strategy. The political strategy will take time. You have to have a much longer view of it if we are going to change the conditions in that region that breed terrorists.
Dan Senor, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
It's good to be with you.
Dan Senor was spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. He is a supporter of President Bush. We heard earlier from retired General Wesley Clark, who supports Senator John Kerry.